One of the things that's so much fun at this time of year is to talk with folks who work with students in theater, whether it's college students, whether it's grade school level students, whoever it might be. Now, I would imagine that Kate Horvath, who is the head of the education program at the Duluth Playhouse Children's Theater, after she's been busy with students all summer long, maybe she gets to have, like, no students for a while. Hey, Kate, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa.
So do you get no students at all now?
That's funny. We always have students at the Playhouse. The kids are already in rehearsal for School of Rock, which is opening in October. And so I took a couple days off, which is really exciting. And so I personally am having a couple days away from the students, but the students are there, they're ready, they're hungry to get at the new season. So we start fall classes and open that show in October. So there really isn't a lapse in programming at all at the Duluth Playhouse, but I personally am taking a couple of days off, which is nice.
I think that sounds like an excellent idea. There's something about students, well, at pretty much at any age, students have an energy and an enthusiasm and a desire to learn, especially when they're doing something like taking theater classes that they're doing because they love it and they have a passion for it. And as we begin to get a little older, we sometimes start to find all that energy a little bit exhausting.
You know, I think the kids give me energy. I'm a high energy person, but you know, there is something to that, you know, needing to restore oneself and all that stuff, especially when you're an artist. I totally buy into that. But you know, the kids bring in a different age group, a different viewpoint, a different perspective. With every new class and show, we're focusing on different themes and talking about different material. So everything always seems fun and fresh and new, even when we are getting a little older. And I think that, School of Rock is certainly a great change for us from doing Seussical this summer, or certainly doing, you know, our 12th night, our Shakespeare, and doing Chicago the musical. So everything, you know, has a totally different feel when you're working on different material. And also, it's different kids. So, you know, you get kids that maybe couldn't participate in summer programming, and you've missed them, and now they're back, and that's kind of fun, too.
You know, something you said a moment ago really intrigued me, the idea of different kids coming back and working on different things. I would imagine that if you are a director of, for example, professional actors, they all come into rehearsal and they know what to do, and all you kind of need to do is fine-tune them. But if you're working with students and you're working with young actors, it would seem to me that your entire depth and breadth and scope of skills are always being worked and used in different ways, because there's always something new that these students need to learn.
Well, absolutely. And with kids, because every kid's coming from a different experience level and a different educational background, and of course, everyone has a different learning style or preferences in the way that they learn, and there can be upwards of 40, 50, 60, 70 kids participating in a production, you know, or 20 to 5 to 30 kids in classes. Different, you know, numbers require different levels of energy in classroom management or rehearsal management. So, you know, it's always a challenge for our awesome teaching staff, for our production staff, directors, choreographers, to make it work with a new blend of kids. And that's part of the fun.
Well, that's got to make you feel at the end of the day like, you know, I'm completely wiped out, but I know I'm a better teacher today because I had to draw on everything that I learned. And it sounds like there really aren't any dusty, unused closets of knowledge in your brain either.
Well, you know, we're pretty inventive, sometimes out of necessity. But, you know, I tell the kids all the time, I choose them. I choose this. I choose to do this. And also, you know, I learn as much from them, if not more, than I have to give. I get to work with hundreds of them throughout the school year, and some of them I've worked with since they're 8 or 9, and there's only one of me. So while I have a lot of knowledge and passion and love to depart to them in regards to theater and how we make it together, I get to learn from them, too, in all their different experiences and perspectives. So it's pretty fun.
Kate, you sound like a great person to have as a director. And I tell you what, I'm going to let you get back to your couple days off, away from students and away from thinking about the theater for just a couple of days. I'm going to let you get back to that. And thanks, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Lisa. Great to talk to you, too. Bye.
Kate Horvath is the director of the Duluth Playhouse Children's Theater. She joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio with Radio Theater. Radio Theater, Fridays at 8 o'clock on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.